Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, December 12th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. Ukraine is rushing to restore power supplies after the latest round of Russian attacks this weekend. As many as 1.5 million people were left without power in the southern Odessa region. Officials have warned it'll take a while to restore power after the attacks. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke with President Biden after a flurry of diplomatic talks this weekend. Those were aimed at strengthening sanctions on Russia. The talks came ahead of planned meetings of the Group of Seven and the European Union today. Microsoft is crossing the pond and taking a stake in London Stock Exchange. The tech giant will take a 4% stake in the exchange's corporate parent, known as the London Stock Exchange Group. The deal also calls for LSE Group to spend $2.8 billion on Microsoft products over the next decade, mostly in cloud computing services, a sign of the growing importance of data and tech in global finance. And Twitter's new head of trust and safety says the company's looking to move swiftly to address problematic content on its platform, but that might mean hammering out some specifics later on. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, has laid off about half the company's staff and more have resigned. Ella Irwin, who took on the top job overseeing user content and safety policies last month, says her team is amply staffed, but that Twitter will rely more on automation for content moderation under Musk's ownership. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.